Warning, this podcast may contain offensive language, scenes of violence, nudity, and strobe lighting effects.
Dude, it contains like the first one of those.
Don't shut up, I'm trying to make it sound cool!
Welcome to the Apocalypse Control Room!
Gentlemen, welcome to the show and welcome to the second episode of the Apocalypse Control Room. We are your hosts. I'm Christopher Till and he is...
I'm Brad.
Still just the man with no surname. And like I said, welcome to the second show. This is the podcast where we look at various apocalyptical scenarios ranging from normal to downright bizarre and crazy. And we're gonna dissect them every week and go through various ones. And also, we want you to get, as we said last week, we want you to get involved. We want to hear your submissions, your suggestions. If you have any ideas for any apocalyptical scenarios, send them in. What's our email address, Brad?
Our email address is theapocalypsecontrolroom@gmail.com.
And what's that email address again?
It's theapocalypsecontrolroom@gmail.com. I have been informed we're not radio and people have a rewind button, so I don't really need to say that twice.
But I just like the sound of it twice. And the Apocalypse Control Room is all one word. So we, obviously, if you're listening to this, you know that we're up on Podomatic. We're currently in the process of trying to get the podcast up on iTunes, but it's been an absolute pain in the backside. Now,
good times.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, because we thought we did such a brilliant job of the first episode, we thought we would try and make the second episode a little bit special. So we sent out a very special invite this week. Who was that invite to, Brad?
We sent an invitation out to the mayor of Preston.
This is no bullshit. We did actually.
Unfortunately, the mayor of Preston cannot be here tonight. He has a prior engagement, as said, and he wishes us luck on our event. Well, we'll try him again next week.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit on that because I think the mayor's got something to hide. But I think we can pretty much recreate exactly what the mayor would say every time we say, what do you think would happen with this? What do you think would, how Preston would react to this? Well, chances are, what would he say?
I believe his informant would say, don't answer that and have a conference.
Yes, just don't answer that one. And then it will be, I think this will benefit the city of Preston. It will benefit the people and the city of Preston. What do you reckon?
Oh yeah, those trees going around kicking everyone's ass, that's beneficial to the city of Preston.
Well, I do so. It might increase the infrastructure in terms of B&Q, sales at B&Q.
Oh, true.
B&Q expands, takes up a bigger lot, more revenue.
Oh, yeah, B&Q, yeah. This is the day I've been waiting for.
Just one manager stood behind me last time going, good, good.
I knew this day would come.
Absolutely. So, as we said, we are on to our second episode. And if you have come back for this, thank you very much. So, this episode, obviously, we've got a brand new scenario. What is our scenario today?
This time, it's a little bit different. It's not actually what you might call an apocalypse. On this occasion, we are going to discuss what would happen if superpowers were real. So, our rules are as followed. Our four rules for this week. Well, first off, we're going to say it's not everybody who just develops superpowers overnight. It's about 25% of the population of the planet. Okay. Second rule would be, it's not based in England where we are. It's across the globe. It's worldwide. The third rule is varying abilities. It's abilities of inhuman nature, such as, you know, Superman being a Kryptonian, you know, that range of powers, flight, strength, blah, blah, blah. It's also such things as mutation, so such things as Wolverine or the X-Men. So if you can think of a superhero who has a unique ability or mutation, whatever, that's the kind of power base we're looking at. The final rule is there are no pure. There are no tech-based. There are no object-based powers. So there are no human. There are no billionaires who have just have some tech. So unfortunately, fans, there's no Iron Man. There's no Batman. There's no Question. There's no. Probably no Constantine. Sorry, guys. No Batman, no Iron Man, no eccentric billionaires with parent issues.
You brought that one back very nicely. You kind of went off on a bit of a tangent there, but you brought it back very safely. So that's.
Yeah, I didn't want them to know that. They might know.
I think they could tell by listening.
And as I've already said, we have a rewind button, so they can double check that.
So that's our scenario today. Now, if you listen to this and you think, well, that's kind of a crap scenario, I could come up with a better one. Please do. We've already given you the email address, and the email address is also in the show notes. So feel free to contact us and give us your suggestions. So that subject for today was superheroes rules around 25% of the population. It's spread across the globe, varying abilities, and there's no human billionaires that have just got a load of tech. So as always, we're going to start based in England and then kind of work our way out across the globe. So, England, Brad, what do you think?
I think this would be good for the city of Preston.
I'm surprised you didn't say it. We're all fucked, like you normally do.
We're all fucked.
There we go. It just won't be the same without it. So, I mean, how do you think it's going to go down? Because it's fairly an open one, this one, because it could be anyone with any form of ability. So I think in terms of that, I don't think we... Do we really need to... dissect each continent, each country?
Not particularly, no. Unless you have, like... I'm not going to say what I'm thinking, actually.
Dictatorial states, possibly?
Maybe dictatorial states, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Are there any parts in the world where people be naive enough to say this person's a god because they're that far removed from, you know...
Yeah. It depends if they claimed they were god. Like, what if the Pope developed superpowers?
I can fly!
Yes.
I'm your god now.
Exactly. No, the Pope would claim that God had given him those abilities.
Stop firing lightning bolts.
Yes. It is the second.
Oh my god, it's Palpatine! I knew it! Wait, that was the last one, wasn't it? Seriously, the previous Pope looked like the bloody Emperor. Yeah. I would not be surprised if he just shot lightning from his hands.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
He said,
wow. I wonder which altar boy he corrupted.
And cancelled.
And they can't cancel us, Podomatic. Horse us for free.
Cancelled.
Can't cancel us. So, come on. I mean, well, let's... I'll tell you what, then. Let's split into two. Let's do it like democracies and dictatorships. So, first off, in democracies, I mean, how's this going to go down?
Well, I think the general thing is, if... not to step on your toes there, because you've got them on the chair and I can't physically do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you're wearing shoes and I'm not.
I have to play safe.
Yeah. I just want to take it back a step. Like, you know, the first thing I want to question is people wake up, they have superpowers, they discover it, however.
Yeah.
And, as Ben said, you know, Uncle Ben, mm-hmm. with great power comes great responsibility. Is that the case? Would people say, I have powers, I now have an obligation to...
It depends, because it's like with anyone. It's...
Or would you go, fuck this, do what the hell I want?
I think it's going to vary on the person, really, because you're going to get some people that think, I could do a lot of good with this, but then you get the other ones thinking, I could do a lot of good for myself with this.
And other people are going, like, oh, I'm going to do nothing.
Yeah. And like I said, you're going to have the ones that are going to possibly try and rob banks, depending on the superhero ability. Say worst comes to worst, what if, like, say, like, a convicted rapist develops superpowers? You know what I mean? Chances are he's not going to use those abilities for good.
That's the thing. How many people, like, can you imagine, like, all the there's people in prison?
Exactly. You got a murderer on death row in America.
He's
a serial killer. Like, say we go back a step. Say you have Jeffrey Dahmer on death row.
Mm-hmm.
He's obviously a serial killer, cannibal. All of a sudden, he develops super strength and can bust his way out of the cell.
Yeah, that's a problem. You better hope one of the guards has got powers, but what kind of power? So let's say, for instance, so this serial killer's breaking out with super strength. He's got a good one, and one of the guards develops powers, and he has, let's say... I'm just looking for a list of superpowers here, voters.
Fucker, god damn it.
And he has the ability to manipulate sound. I'll stop him.
Well, possibly with that, as he's running away from the prison and he's running across a road, he could, if he's got the ability to manipulate sound, he could kind of disguise the sound of a car coming.
Who gives a fuck? He's fucking super short. I'm sure he won't give a fuck.
I know, but he's still getting his ass hit by a car. He's going to hurt her.
Maybe.
That's enough to slow him down.
Maybe.
And yeah, he might have super strength, but it don't mean he can withstand a bullet to the head.
It's true. That's true. So the guards would just shoot him. They are still armed.
Oh, too right. They'd shoot him. He's a convicted killer who's trying to escape.
Yeah, true. So
give him a warning to stop if they don't stop.
Yeah, they'd shoot him. Yeah, fair enough.
He's on death row anyway.
So this serial killer on death row, he does, thanks to his new abilities with super strength, he does break free from his cell. Probably does some damage on the way out, but then the guards just pull a gun to shoot him.
Yeah,
so he is. That's the end of him.
Yeah, pretty much. But what about all the ones that are already out there that have not been caught? It just increases their crimes exponentially.
Does it? Well, if they got super speed, then yeah, that's a problem. But if they got like, I don't know, if they got a crappy power, then you know they're not much.
Yeah.
Well, they're still a threat, obviously. If they're a criminal or something, naturally a criminal, but. Mm. Depends what they get. It's all, yeah. It's all a crapshoot.
I mean, how do you think the wider world is going to react to this? I mean, how do you think the general public have reacted to superpowers?
I reckon it'll become a new non X-Men. Yeah, there's the whole it's the X-Men, the whole mutation thing is basically a metaphor for prejudice.
That, and the mutants are all vilified.
Yeah, that I reckon that could happen. Not everybody, but you would have people springing up, independent groups and shit like that, trying to spin the story that somehow this is wrong and they're terrible people and they're gonna. I don't know. I can't speak on the part of you of a racist because they're all fucking dicks, but they have their reasons, as wrong as it may be, twats. Well, that would happen.
Okay. Absolutely. I do think that they would call them mutants, so they would be vilified and ostracized because people just always tend to hate or distrust whatever's different, and that's so wildly different to what people were before that.
Also, I reckon there'd be a lot of jealousy and stuff like that, like. Say your friend gets powers like you, so you can fly. I got nothing. This isn't fair. Fuck you.
Yeah. That kind of thing. You're going to get someone who gets just a bit overly jealous and decides to just shoot the other guy because they've just had enough and can't take it anymore. Mm. Something like that. So I don't think it would really end well either way for the superheroes. Because I mean, apart from like society like that, you've also got the government.
Mm.
Because the government aren't just going to sit back and let these guys just carry on with the day-to-day lives. I mean, at the very least they're going to want to do is register them so they've got a record of it. Because, I mean, say you've got...
If you have a power, you need to register.
Yeah.
Send letters through your door. Like, if you're going to vote, do you have a superpower? Tick this box, yes, no.
Yeah, the secret police will be around for you in 10 minutes.
Yeah, so, nope. Because I'm not back.
I mean, say for instance you've got... You've got a superhero and some guy who's decided that he's going to be an asshole and decides to rob a bank and...
I'll rob a bank.
Yeah,
I will not rob a bank or police viewers.
Brad's morals are severely lacking.
Oh, yeah. Tell us.
Severely lacking.
I would not rob a bank if I had teleportation or super speed or invisibility.
Really?
I might. Yes, I would.
There we go. It's nice to be honest. So, I mean, say you've got one guy who's got super strength that decides he wants to do good with it, and then you've got one guy who's got super strength as well, but decides he's going to take what he can, and he goes and robs a bank. So you get the good guy going to try and stop him. Bad guy, obviously, is going to fight back, and you get two guys with super strength they're going to be having a fight. So the amount of damage that's going to cause... Is the government just going to let them do that and then walk away?
Of course they're not.
Exactly, they're going to want to bill them for all the damage. Chances are if the good guy wins and manages to hold the guy so that he can be arrested, the government's going to be happy that the guy just foiled a bank robbery. They're going to be like, well, they'll arrest the fucking city.
They'll arrest him as well. No, the guy who got beaten up will probably sue the guy who beat him up.
Yeah. And the thing is, how are the police going to contain any superheroes that get caught?
With tremendous difficulty. Well, I don't know.
There's no way of containing them.
Not really, unless the police, unless the government makes their own, unless they make a response, they probably have to create a new response unit to deal with this problem, to deal with this situation. Should there be any, people going nuts? But in that respect, because if you say people get powers, it's just the assumption that people will become heroes or whatever. How many people just say, okay, I have telekinesis? How many people just go on with their daily lives and go like, well, this makes things a bit more convenient. Where's the remote? Oh, it's on the other side of the room. Come to me, remote. It's like, that may be the extent of it.
Yeah.
The letter comes through your door saying, you have superpowers. Nope.
Yeah.
As long as I don't flaunt this, I should be fine. It's not like they're going to test everybody. How would they test it? I don't know.
Exactly. Like, you could have the guy who's telepathic, like, who miraculously overnight becomes one of the best poker players in the world.
Yeah? I'll do that.
But loses just enough hands.
Like, well,
it's getting suspicious.
Like, you won too many games. Can you read minds? I'm going to question this. You'd have people questioning everything. Imagine the Olympics. Some guy gets super speed. Like, oh, here's a guy in doing the 100-meter race.
Go. And he's won.
Or would you just run quickly enough just to...
Yeah, just enough to out...
Yeah.
Outrun him, yeah. Because that was the thing. If you wanted to try and live undercover with these powers and just kind of... Just use them to your own ends, but not for, like, evil or... extravagant personal gain, just to make your life a little bit more interesting, a bit easier, then yeah, they will kind of have to find a way to moderate those powers themselves, just to be able to just rein them in enough for them to be able to pass.
Yeah. Also, you think about it, let's say that someone went all extravagant, the whole great power, great responsibility, etc., etc., etc. Let's say there was like a Spider-Man or a Superman, like someone who...
I said the first thing that they want to do if they don't want to show off their powers is don't make themselves a costume.
Yeah.
That's rule number one.
Don't make a costume, okay, yeah.
Sorry, as you were saying.
But if someone did go, want to be a hero, and let's say they saved people and they did it repeatedly, I still think, how long would it be before... They probably become a celebrity and shit like that. They probably be on the front cover of magazines, but the tabloids, like the newspapers, would not give that guy any privacy. If he had, even if he had a secret identity, that would not last in the real world.
No, they'd hack his phones.
Yeah, exactly. We know exactly who this guy is. He'd be on the. And you'd have the Daily Mail going like, "Oh, I think he's putting on weight. Fuck off."
No, the Daily Mail won't be like that. They'd be like, "He saved this many people, but what if he turns against us?"
Yeah, true.
How could we destroy him? That kind of thing. And that would be the kind of thing that would sow mistrust against the superheroes. So no matter how good they would be doing...
They'd look for anything to just a demon. I reckon that would be the case. They would look for as much good... They would look for anything to try and make him look bad.
Well, yeah. And the Daily Mail would then try and find somewhere to link it to immigration.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Because apparently, according to the Daily Mail, immigration is the cause of all of Britain's problems. Apparently.
Yeah, they hate UKIP, which is strange, thinking about it.
Yeah, but yeah, they almost seem to stand shoulder to shoulder.
Strange. Anyway, it's just...
I know you've got the Independent that's now major... I think they're major... They've changed allegiance and they're now donors to UKIP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which, that's not good. Not good at all. Anyway, no.
Apparently not. Apparently it's not
good.
Don't
want to get too political.
I mean, like, yeah, but say, like, imagine you're just literally, you'd have some guy like, what's the guy, Spider-Man, the reporter's name? J. Jonah Jameson. Yeah, you... just a guy like that, just trying to make someone look bad. Like,
get on the front page, but make him look bad. He's a thief. He's a criminal. He's doing danger to this civic village.
Yeah. He's not. He's a hero. Well, why is he wearing a mask? What's he got to hide? He's hiding something. Find out what it is.
Yeah. It won't take long to figure it out, either. Not in this world.
No.
Not with, well, we're watching everybody. Well, we're not personally. We are not watching everybody on this podcast.
Yeah, because to be honest, all you people that are listening, I really don't want to see what you do when there's no one around. It's bad enough seeing what I do when no one's around. I don't want to see what you're doing.
Yeah, it is bad enough seeing what you're doing when no one's around. I've seen it.
How would you know?
Just going to drink this drink.
Yeah, that's right. You look nonchalant, though. Yeah, we managed that.
Yeah, that's my nonchalant look. I hope you all enjoyed that, folks. Oh, you didn't see it. But honestly, if someone was an active superhero,
yeah,
I don't think it would last very long.
What do you mean?
Let's say it starts off well. You save something from a burning building or whatever. You save some lives. Mm-hmm. You prevent disaster. The first time you fail, that backlash is gonna be huge.
Oh god, yeah.
It's like, well, you didn't save them, or why did you save this person and not this person, or blah blah blah, and
it's
your fault.
My
son or my wife or my husband or my parents are dead and blah blah blah. Eventually would just become the victim, and then
every decision you made will be questioned and scrutinized and put under a microscope.
It's like winning the lottery, I reckon. You get a superpower, you've won the lottery. Don't go public.
Yeah.
Just don't go fucking public with it. Just don't get your picture posted in the fucking paper going, I can fly, or I have superpowers. Yeah. I'm Superman, basically.
And he's going to get to the point that no matter how good that person's intentions are and how much they want to help the people, if they're just constantly getting berated and belittled and what have you, they're just going to have enough and just say, you know what, fuck you then, I'm not going to do anything.
Mm.
In your eyes, I can't do anything right, so I'm just not going to do anything.
Mm. Imagine, if you'd be a lot of paparazzi, and if there was, like, let's say if there was, like, a Superman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what people like with celebrities? It's like, bitches. Oh, fuck, well, you could just fly off, I guess. Like, fuck this, bye.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Yeah, it's like, see ya.
Yeah, you could just fly off.
Yeah. Still. I honestly don't think the world will change that much. I think there'll be some people mysteriously disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And people would flaunt the powers at first and blah blah blah, and
yeah,
some jealousy would arrive and some prejudice, mm-hmm. and that would stay, cause it always does, but eventually you'd have to.
I think the world would adjust to it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It would be a massive novelty at first.
Add it to your CV.
Yeah, but then
CV. Any other skills? Any other abilities? Like, well, telekinesis.
Yeah, so
That's useful in this line of work because whatever.
I can also freeze time, which is brilliant for getting that report done on time. To be honest.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, so you can freeze time. Oh, brilliant. Well, in that case, we could just get rid of the rest of the workforce and have you do everything.
Nope.
For us, you're only working an 8-hour day. For you, you've just worked around about 60 hours straight.
I'm pretty sure that wouldn't be... I'm pretty sure that would be honest, Tom, to fuck off.
I know, but the thing was, my first thought was, well, we could just take them to a tribunal for unfair working, but how do they prove how long they froze time for? There's no way of doing it.
Right, if they're doing
big business wins again.
Okay, if you're going to fire everybody, and I'm going to do everyone's job, I would solve their pay.
That's a fair deal.
I might do it for that.
Because imagine how much more profits McDonald's would make if they had someone like The Flash working behind the counter. Yeah, because you wouldn't be stood there waiting 5 minutes for this fucking Big Mac that was cold when it got to you.
Don't piss off McDonald's. We'll have Ronald McDonald here any moment kicking our ass.
Yeah, I think he's like Mickey Mouse, and he's like fucking, you don't fuck with the mouse. In this case, I'm guessing you don't fuck with the clown.
Yeah, he's listening. Ronald McDonald's always listening.
I don't know, they don't really advertise Ronald McDonald anymore, do they? They haven't done for a long time, have they?
There's a reason for it.
Well, what's the reason for it?
He doesn't want to be seen. Don't talk about Ronald McDonald.
What, did the Hamburglar finally take him out? You fought my plan one too many times, motherfucker, and I'll choke on this chicken sandwich. I'll McFlurry you up, motherfucker.
Fucking hell. Clowns aren't funny, they're creepy.
I know, but I thought that joke was. Come on, you're not having that? McFlurry you up? Come on, that's quality.
Apparently that joke is quality, viewers.
What do you mean, apparently? It fucking is.
You be the judge, viewers.
You laughed. You just didn't laugh out loud.
Did you see me laughing, readers? I didn't laugh.
Read it. Motherfucker, stop with this.
Okay.
Right. We're going to come back and we're going to readdress this now. Okay.
What, you Ronald McDonald?
You keep referring to... No, fuck Ronald McDonald. Fuck the clown.
Rather not.
Please do not isolate that little bit of audio.
You heard it, folks.
Right. You keep referring to the listeners as readers, as viewers. Soon it's going to be as voters.
I've already done that, voters.
Motherfucker. Right. If you're going to be wrong, just pick one and stick to it.
Fine.
What's it going to be? Or are you going to keep me in suspense? You're going to keep me in suspense.
I'll get back to you on that one.
You dick. Okay, so now that we've addressed that. Sorry, that has been the thing that has been bugging the ass off of me since we recorded our first episode.
Yeah.
Because I think Brad just kind of likes to just try and wind me up, to be honest.
Well, it's pretty easy.
Shut your dick hole. So anyway, back to superheroes.
Oh yeah, back to those guys.
Yes.
I think after the initial
shock of everything.
Yeah,
everything will calm down and kind of
go back to normal. Obviously people will kick up a fuss about it first, and there'll probably be people saying there'll probably be like response from everybody. There'll be a political response. Saying, I don't know what. Well, actually, we've already said, like, everyone stay calm. If you have powers, please register for whatever fucking reason. Because we're the government, we need to know everything.
And also because we want to experiment on you and find out what makes you so super, then we can create more of you.
Yep, that's that. There's also, what a religious response be? It would be the Pope levitating, firing lightning bolts, apparently, saying, I am your God. I don't think the Pope would do that. I don't know what they would say. I don't know what the religious view would be. It's like,
I think some would see it as a sign of divinity.
Well, the end of times, maybe. Who knows?
I mean, like I said, I mean, if it was the Pope that got to me, the Pope is seen as the holiest man on earth. He's seen as the closest person to God. So if he developed any form of superpower in his own belief system, he would believe without a shadow of a doubt that God had given him this power. And it was true proof that God existed.
On the flip side of that, what about the scientific community? Would they say this is the evolution? Or is it just a freak occurrence? Or
I don't know. It depends if they could pin it down to some kind of... Say it was like a weather anomaly or a meteorological anomaly. You know, if something significant happened that triggered this chain reaction off... But if there wasn't, and there was nothing that happened to explain it, and the fact that you've only got a certain percentage of the world's population spread across the world that has got this, I don't know, this could possibly shake some scientific beliefs. Because if there's literally no scientific explanation for this happening, what other explanation could there be?
Space magic.
Isn't that religion?
No, completely different.
That's magic space.
Magic space.
Yeah.
Space magic isn't religion. That's just silly talk.
Uh-huh. I'm holding my tongue here because I'm not going to go down this route with you because this it won't end well for either of us. Yeah. And it'll probably result in a lot of angry emails.
Oh yeah, possibly.
So yeah, we're not going to go.
People down this will miraculously find this podcast because we said something against the religion.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, I'm steering clear of that one. So all in all, then we think that it would be big upheaval at first, but
absolutely. Well, everything's big upheaval. I mean, it's a bit of a different thing. But Guy, something comes about. Let's say I think in the same vein as an epidemic scare.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this has happened and it's the biggest thing and everybody panic and then a couple of weeks later it just dies down and no one cares anymore. At least that's the way it happens in this country. It's like,
yeah, that's only because of that, the Ebola crisis that is no longer affecting any British citizens, so British media isn't going to cover it anymore.
No, there'd be a lot of scaremongering, I reckon, for whatever reason. Mm. There'd probably be some... I imagine the... Do you remember I can't remember what they're called now, it's... public service announcements?
Yeah.
I reckon one of those, they'll make some news, want new public service announcements. Like, if you wake up and you discover you have powers, here's what you do.
Yeah.
Or something like that, and have various ones for... So the...
I mean, what was it? There was some superhero film I saw, I can't remember which one it was, but where you had the government trying to track him and keep an eye on him, and he kept anyone that tried tracking him, he kind of disabled the vehicle or something like that, and you had an army general getting really pissed off with him. Oh no, sorry, it was the new Superman with Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
You remember towards the end of that, the general kept coming after him because at first the general was certain that he was not, he was a threat to national security. Mm. No matter all this good stuff he was doing, he was a threat to America. And he kept, the general kept going after him, and he said, look, you can keep doing this as many times as you want, I'm not going to let you bring me in.
Mm. Well, I think anything that powerful, it's like Superman. Of course I'm going to see it's a potential threat. It's the what if. What if he turns on us?
Yeah.
And then Batman stops him. The end.
Yeah, how the fuck's that going to work?
Someone has not read The Dark Knight Returns. Very good comic book. Very good at anime adaptation as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you got anything else to add on this? Do you think anything...
We're fucked.
Anything else? There we go. That's what I was waiting for.
Also, I think it would be good for the city of Preston.
As I've no doubt the mayor would say that as well.
If you were here.
Have no fear, listeners, we are going to be contacting the mayor again. I think we're going to do this on a regular basis.
We will do this until he emails back saying this is now harassment.
Yeah, basically until we get a cease and desist order, and possibly then we would stop. Failing that, we'll then just start inviting the mayoress or the secretary.
Or the president.
Yeah, let's give that one a go.
So let's invite the President of England.
Okay, when this podcast ends, meaning you need to have a talk about the UK. Okay.
Would you rather I invite the Emperor of England?
Okay, let's wrap this up. This could go on for
a while. Alright, the Pharaoh.
Oh, dear God.
Pharaoh of England. Oh, sorry, Pharaoh of Wales.
Oh, it's going to be a long night. Okay, so have you anything else to add on superheroes?
It would be pretty cool. That's all I could say. Mm. If we could avoid the fear and the panic,
yeah,
it would be pretty cool just to have some sort of, as long as you don't get a shit one, as long as you get something good,
yeah,
you know, not even the best, just something kind of middle ground. As long as you don't get something really crap, I'm trying to think of something off the top of my head,
ability to magnetize things.
Magneto did.
No, I mean, you touch something and then it just touch a metal object and it instantly just magnetizes it.
That'd be crazy. You'd be so disappointed.
Yeah, you really would.
Well, that'd be nothing.
That would be shite. Yeah, so, yeah, anything, no, nothing else to add apart from that?
That'll be all observers.
That'll be all what?
Observers.
So that's the one you're sticking on, these observers?
Let's say that, yeah.
You better freaking stick on that. No more deviations. Okay, so that's going to about do it for episode 2 of the Apocalypse Control. So that was superheroes. I would recap what we've just learned, but there were so many freaking tangents I cannot remember to save my life. So, like we said, if you think you can do better in terms of a scenario, if you've got any suggestions, if you want to give us your feedback, if you just want to tell us that we're freaking awesome, please.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Give me a minute. So, yeah, please do that. And if you can try and avoid it, not too much negativity. We're just trying to do something here. We don't really want to get the metaphorical shit beaten out of us on a regular basis. We're doing something that we enjoy doing. So, any suggestions, anything like that, the email address is theapocalypsecontrolroom@gmail.com. Theapocalypsecontrolroom is all one word. And that will do it for us. And by rights, we should see you next week.
Okay, viewers.
God damn you, Brad!
That's all for today. So, good night, folks.
You asshole!
You have been listening to The Apocalypse Control Room. For boarding music is the track Unseen Horrors by Kevin McLeod. For more information, go to www.incompetech.com. You are listening to the song This Road by the band Better Left Alone from the EP Better Left Alone. And for more information, go to www.facebook.com/BLA Rock UK.
And if you have a scenario for an apocalyptic situation, please email us at theapocalypsecontrolroom@gmail.com.